Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Please don't tell me how it's been taken out of context. Don't tell me let them read. And please don't tell me leave it to the experts. Maybe it's time that we as a district start discussing who the real experts are, and that is actually the parent.
Amen. That is Jane Puskar, who's a board member out of Francis Howell, and this was in the meeting on October 16th, so last week, and they were talking about the books that are available in the libraries. And, of course, the argument is always, well, you know, are they age appropriate? And in this case, they clearly weren't. I've got Jane in studio this morning, along with Lauren Greenwood, who's a parent of Francis Howell. And Jane, welcome back. How are you?
Thank you, Mark. Thank you for having us today. Really appreciate it.
Well, you know, I was looking through that the video of the board meeting where you read some excerpts out of a couple of these books, and I was looking for a clip I could play on the radio, and I can't, because there may be kids in a car somewhere that I don't want to hear some of this smut.
I can tell you, Mark, it was really hard to get through while I was reading it. And fortunately, I gave a parental warning before I read it in the boardroom.
Sure.
And there were no kids in there. So, but we do tape it and it's online.
Well, but you're adults.
Yes.
You're reading this, right?
Right.
But there are kids that kids have no... There's no reason a kid should be able to access that in a library.
You know what's really weird about that? The next day I got an email that told the board to send law enforcement to investigate me for reading it in the boardroom.
For obscenity,
and
right?
And I'm like, you just made my case. Yes, you just made my case. If it's too bad to be read in a boardroom, why is it good enough for our kids to read in their libraries? It's ridiculous.
It's a great point. Lauren Greenwood, let me bring you in here as a parent. What drew this all to your attention?
I've been battling the school for about 3 years, so they've had a lot of emails, a lot of phone conversations, and it started with just having transgender flags hung in the classrooms, and then I started learning more about the books and things being pushed in curriculum, specifically the English teacher at Hollenbeck. So I think it's just been a long time coming, and I'm finally, it just keeps getting bigger. So that's what's brought us here today.
Well, Jane, you talked in the meeting about the fact that there had been discussion over how to have a vote, or who would have a vote on which books might be removed if they were challenged. And that policy is not exactly the way you'd like it to be right now, correct?
No, it's not. Previous to this little history, the only people that were on the committee to challenge a book were librarians. So if you think about it, the librarians put the books in there. They're not going to want to take them out. Yeah. So we changed the policy, I think it's 6341, to a 9-person committee, 4 laypersons, some 3 teachers, I think, board member, and a principal. And what it takes is a majority of those people, after a vote, after they read the book and after a vote, they decide whether or not the book should stay in the library. So it takes 5 people to take the book out, but only 1 to put it in. If I had known that at the time, I would have pushed back a little bit more and said, hey, let's make it like maybe 3 people or 4 people. But that 5 people to take a book out. But
So to give people an idea, as we were walking in here, Jane handed me a couple of these excerpts, and she said, can we read any of these on the radio? And I'm like, no, you can't on the public airwaves. You certainly couldn't. But, I mean, give us a PG version of what you're concerned about here and maybe what the title of a couple of these books are. And these are books that are currently available to 13, 14, 15-year-old kids, right, in the high school library.
Correct.
At Francis Howell?
Correct. There's hundreds, Mark. There's hundreds.
I'm sure there are.
It's been verified that there are hundreds. What I'm concerned about is the sexual graphicness. According to Missouri Statute 573.010, it makes it illegal to give minors sexually explicit content containing minors, and that's exactly what these books do. That's basically what I'm the sexual graphic content, the language. You wouldn't believe some of the language. It's just ridiculous. And there's racist language in there. And why that's good enough to be in our libraries is beyond me.
So I would imagine, as a parent, Lauren, because I've got a senior in high school, if somebody gave my child, an adult gave my child a link, a web link to pornography, they would be violating the law that Jane just mentioned. And yet we've got, as to your count, hundreds of these books available in our libraries.
Right. And so the school actually has policies. They have a policy about no controversial flags, so that's being violated. They have another one where the teachers are not supposed to be talking about any gender ideology. So these books, when they have a teacher saying, here's an LGBTQ category in the library, I recommend this be an option for your reading assignment, along with 12 other books that are equally inappropriate. How do you not open that up for discussion? If a child's going to read these, they have to talk about it for their homework. So I don't understand how it's just not a black and white, we're in violation of policy.
And the law.
Yeah. Right. And Jane, and what's the reaction been from your fellow board members? I saw some clearly fidgeting in their seats when you were reading this. One of them asked you what the titles were specifically that you read from.
Right. The titles were, I read from two different books. One was Bag of Bones by Stephen King, and the other one was Sold, which is, I forget the name of the, Macaulay or something like that.
Trisha McCormick.
Okay, thank you, Lauren. And what that, I was told, well, the Sold book, that's a true story. Yes, it may have been a true story, but it didn't need all the pornography and sexual graphic information
about
in
somebody
it.
Who was sold into slavery,
yes.
Or sexual slavery,
and,
right?
Yeah. And rape and incest. Uh-huh. All of that's in all of these books. I'm on a book committee right now, and the book that I'm reading also gives an indoctrination into gender identity. I can't put it any other way. And it's in there. That's not what the book is about. It's another true story. It's about a gender-confused person who's wearing a skirt. The skirt gets lit on the bus, and he gets burned really bad. But there's just an indoctrination. Everything of every type of romantic relationship that you could have.
I don't know where this goes now. I mean, are you encouraging people, if you're listening to the sound of our voice and you're a taxpayer in the Francis Howell School District, put some pressure on them. Your fellow board members could change that policy tomorrow, correct?
Right, correct. A majority of my board members believe that this kind of material should be allowed in the schools because we should let the kids read.
Right. I encourage you to go to my Facebook page. It's FHSD School Watch List, and we have the board clip from that meeting, and Vice President Amy Greider says it's expanding minds and stretching them to be curious, quote.
Curious about what?
Exactly.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Obscenity? Pornography?
Being a sexual predator later in life?
I mean, I'm not naive enough to think that you can completely keep kids from getting that,
right.
In, particularly today, because every kid's got a computer with a web browser on their phone. But as your parent, you could do something to stop that. You can set parental limits on it if you want. You should have that right, correct?
Censor that, yeah.
And you don't, the school's taking that away from you.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I believe that if that's what you want your kids to read, go on Amazon and get
and
them to read
it.
Take them to the public library.
Yeah.
In some cases, these kids are being forced to read it because it's part of the curriculum, and I don't think that's right. I truly don't.
It gets back, Jane, to a conversation you know, I had so many times, at how important these school board elections are.
Yes,
people
they are.
Don't show up to vote. We hold them in April.
14 to 15% of the people show up for that. Yeah, up until now, I think there's been a real hesitancy to do anything really solid about getting these books out. But now that we have found that they are in violation of the law, I think there's more of a movement to get law enforcement involved.
Good.
To figure out what they can do to help us get these books out of the library. Because with 100, right now the system's being overwhelmed. If you think about it, a committee has to be formed for each book. So now we have identified, we haven't, Lawrence team did, 100 books. I know that there's been 10 books challenged. There may have been more. And already parents are calling me back and saying, they didn't answer my email. So I know that the system's being overwhelmed already. So something's got to give. Something has to happen.
Something to get it addressed more quickly.
Correct.
For sure. And you know, I know maybe we need to have Senator Nick Schroer on. He introduced the bill last year, correct, to move these school board elections to August or preferably November, when you know you're going to get greater voter turnout.
That's what needs to be done, actually, because the low turnout does not work well for the conservatives at all, or the conservative thinkers.
Wow. Well, Jane Puskar is in here with us, of course, a board member at Francis Howell, and Lauren Greenwood, who's a parent. Lauren, remind people again where they can get to your Facebook page, and I'm sure you've got a list of these books that have been identified.
I do, yeah.
Because the more people are active about this, the more attention it's going to get.
That's right. So it's FHSD school and then watch list is one word, so you can message me through there. You can get the latest. I'll post the books that have been challenged. I can help you with that process and just let you know, like, I think the next school board, we should all unite and do patron comments and just speak out, be unified, because this is huge. I was naive. I thought it was maybe 3 or 4 books just in the high school. It's even in elementary schools. That list of 100 showed that as well.
Wow, so that there are some of these books everywhere. Available in elementary schools.
Yeah. And we've got board members that support this, and that's the other eye-opener. I didn't realize. I thought once we found them, they'd be like, oh, wow, that's terrible. Let's get that out of there. No, they're digging in.
My call to action is if you can email the board all in one fell swoop, and that's board, or FHSD board at francishouseschools.org, and it'll auto-direct it to all the board members. So if you're unhappy with this content, please make sure that you make your voice heard, and please show up to a board meeting.
Right. It's board at FHSDschools.org.
Yes.
Board at, okay, say it one more time.
Board at FHSDschools.org.
Good. Well, hopefully people are motivated to make their voices heard. It's just the craziest thing. I can't believe we even have to go on the radio and talk about it. It's just that crazy.
We live in crazy town.
We do live in crazy town. Jane, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mark.
Lauren, great to see you.
So much.
You too.
And thanks for your hard work on this.
Thank you.
Seriously, parents everywhere owe you a debt of gratitude for standing up and speaking out. All right, coming up in the next hour, we'll get to Jimmy Failla, host of Fox Across America. He's going to join me live this morning at about 8:20. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on the team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.